This is the Netgroup Investments Insights Podcast, where one or more of our experts explore a variety of views and insights that investors care about.
Hello, I'm Demisha Greater from Netgroup Investments Multi-Management. This installment of your market and economic wrap is titled Oval Office Drama Eclipses Budget 3.0 While US Dollar Suffers a Crisis in Confidence. The recent meeting between President Trump and President Ramaphosa at the Oval Office was quite tense. Trump confronted Ramaphosa with claims of violence against white South Africans, which Ramaphosa firmly rejected. Despite the confrontation, Ramaphosa maintained his composure and clarified that the South African government does not support such actions. After the meeting, Ramaphosa downplayed the drama, stating that the discussions were robust and that they had a pleasant lunch where they spoke about golf, trade and investment. The meeting highlighted ongoing tensions but also provided an opportunity for both leaders to discuss other important issues. The rand experienced some volatility following the meeting between the two presidents. Initially, there was a slight dip due to concerns over the tense discussions and the potential impact on South Africa's international relations. However, the currency stabilized as markets digested the broader context of the meeting and Ramaphosa's efforts to maintain diplomatic composure. In a dramatic policy shift that has already stirred controversy back here at home, South African government is proposing to relax its flagship black empowerment regulations. The Minister of Communications and Digital Technologies, that is Soli Malatsi, stated the objectives of the policy are to encourage investment, including strategic infrastructure investment, while promoting competition within the ICT sector. Last week saw the US dollar weaken further against most major currencies. Bond investors responded unfavorably to President Trump's big, beautiful tax bill, which cuts taxes by more than spending, worsening the country's already bloated budget deficit and adding to the mounting debt burden. These concerns soured bond investors' appetite for US treasuries, leading to rising bond yields and persistent pressure on the US dollar. Earlier in the week, Moody's became the last of the three major rating agencies to strip the US of its AAA credit rating. While the downgrade has little practical impact, the country's unsustainable fiscal path soured sentiment towards US treasuries, especially at the longer end of the curve. In our minds, the dollar's recent struggles may be a normal correction from its high valuations during the Trump trade or the start of a prolonged decline due to decreasing market confidence in US leadership. President Trump's rapid changes have overwhelmed the markets, and this has caused unease towards US assets and has eroded some of the US dollar's safe haven status. But despite some of this weakness, the dollar remains supported by the world's most liquid financial markets and competitive economy. The local unit took advantage of the lackluster US dollar over the week, and in addition, some positive domestic news added further support, where the South African finance minister presented the budget speech for the third time. Despite the cancelled VAT increase and limited other tax measures, the budget deficit only deteriorated slightly relative to earlier editions. The markets barely moved in response to the fiscal story as market participants remained focused on developments in Washington. The rand's downside risks have certainly lessened since the last MPC meeting. It may contribute to mild inflation later on this year, as US policy remains unsettled, which may keep risk appetites fragile and volatile. Also to note that sudden risk-off sentiment could still negatively impact the rand. But as we stand, we have seen the local unit hold steady, with the rand trading below that 18 rand mark against the greenback. The rand is trading at 17 rand 86 at the close of the South African bell on Monday. In global equity markets, Asian Pacific markets traded mixed on Monday as investors assessed President Trump's postponement of a 50% tariff on European Union imports. European shares were firmly in positive territory on Monday, pan-European Stock 600 provisionally ended up 1% with all sectors in positive territory, while the French CAC 40 added 1.2% and Germany's DAX was 1.6% higher. The UK and US markets were closed for a public holiday. While back here at home, the JSE All Share Index ended the session in the green, up 0.2%. Locally this week, eyes will be on the South African Reserve Bank as the MPC starts their meeting today, and this will conclude on Thursday. The decision hinges on how much weight the committee places on recent price dynamics relative to potential upside risks posed to the inflation outlook by a highly unpredictable global environment. If the focus falls on the underlying price dynamics, then a strong case can be made for further rate cuts, especially given that the recent inflation outcomes have been benign. The decision becomes murkier if the MPC focuses on the potential upside risks to the inflation outlook. Remember that the MPC paused in March because US trade uncertainty posed downside risks to the rand and upside risks to inflation. Since then, clarity has been elusive and US trade policy is still evolving and changing. We have come to the end of our note. Until next time, do take care from the multi-management team.
This podcast is for marketing purposes only. The information contained in the podcast or video was for information purposes and does not constitute advice, recommendation, or an offer or solicitation to purchase or sell any funds or strategies to any person in any jurisdiction in which the offer, recommendation, or solicitation to purchase would be unlawful.